a unique rehoming program has been set up for actual lab rats across New Zealand. You know, the lab rats, the ones with the long tails. The New Zealand Anti-Vivisection Society is working with the scientific community to find former lab rats their forever homes while they work to push the government to stop animal testing. Tara Jackson is the executive director of the NZAVS. Hey, Tara.
Kia ora.
So what's the deal? What's happened to these lab rats?
So we're not calling them lab rats as such.
Oh, sorry.
They're rats who have been used or bred for science here in New Zealand. And the rats so far that we've rehomed, they haven't actually been used for science. They're the ones that have been bred for science, never used. They're referred to as excess animals, really, by the industry. Normally they do get killed, but we're here to try to turn that around and save as many as possible.
Nice. So how many excess animals are bred?
In New Zealand, so if we bring it back to how many animals are used for science in New Zealand for a start, there's around 300,000 a year.
Right.
And then on top of that, we have over 100,000 animals who are bred for science, never used, and subsequently killed. So we've only actually monitored that for 3 years. Yeah, it's a bit higher than that. The government's only monitored it for 3 years, and over that three-year period, we've hit nearly 500,000.
That's a lot, hey? Why do they have so many excess?
That's a really good question. I think a lot of it comes down to they can't breed the exact number of animals that they need to use.
Right.
We're trying to do a bit of a deep dive into this to see if there's anything that we can actually do to help. Like, I mean, we understand, you know, you can't breed the exact number of animals you need, but, you know, nearly 500,000 is a lot of excess animals. And I think, you know, when you think of scientists, you think of the greatest minds. And I don't think that this is the best that we can all be doing.
Well, it's good to hear the scientific community is working with you to find these rats their forever homes. So these are not ones that have been tested. So they haven't had any of the really terrible testing. They don't have addictions or any of those kinds of things. Can you give us a pitch?
No.
Why would I want a rat?
Oh, rats are just the most adorable animals. Like, think of them like mini puppies, right? So forget all those misconceptions about rats being gross and dirty. They are tiny little puppy-like animals who, you know, will take a treat from your hand. They can learn their name and they can come running to it when you call it. They can learn lots of different tricks. They can learn to be potty trained. Like, they are very sweet, sweet animals who get a very bad rap, but they make wonderful companions and members of your whānau. And, you can have a lot of fun with them.
How long does a rat live?
Sadly, only for around 3 years.
Right.
So they don't live long enough, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends what context they're in, right? If they're snuffling around in my backyard, then maybe they don't, you know. anyway.
They can live forever still.
Yeah, exactly. So how can people get involved and adopt a rat?
Awesome. So at the moment, we're looking for people specifically in Auckland to apply to adopt rats. And if you're interested, you can head to our website, nzavs.org.nz, and apply to adopt. Or if you can't find the link, follow us on social media. You'll see posts everywhere about it. We can take you through the vetting process.
The vetting process. Very good. Hey, thanks so much, Tara. Appreciate it. That is Tara Jackson from the NZAVS.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.